Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Nun Gimel. Picking up on Nun Beis and Beis by the bottom of the page. Very last line, middle of the line. Boy mine, Rav Kahana me Rav. Came and he asked. Beep, turn the page. Nun Gimel. Yesh Jus lechatul. Oin Jus lechatul. Does a cat have the ability to make one that was being, that to create something that has been clawed, or does it not have the ability to do that to something? Amalei af lechuli yesh drusa. He said even a weasel has the ability to create one that has been clawed, and certainly a cat, which is much bigger than the weasel. Rashi says she ketani mena yesh drusa v'kotchke lechatul. Yesh drusa lechuda, ein drusa lechuda. Is there a drusa lechuda or not? This is no, even to the chatul there is no drusa. Rashi says shu gadol ain drusa v'kolshken lechuda l'kamei matarit sinan. Let me explain this. We just said the obvious, the opposite. I mean, the chatul lechuda yesh lam drusa ain lam drusa. Amalei the chatul yesh drusa lechuda ain drusa. So the chatul does, but the chulda it does not. Hello, Kash. We can make everything nice work nicely. Hadam relay af the chulda yesh drusa ba'ofus. Somebody just said even the chulda is it that's only with ofus, which is even smaller than it. Hadam relay af the chatul ein drusa be'imrei ravrei. That's talking about a large sheep because it's too big for it. Rashi says be'mehima daka svir le ein drusa lechatul kadam rav le'el be'mehima min ze'ev lemala. It's got to be from a wolf and up. Hadamar le lechatul yishus lechuda ein drusa b'gedia mitloim. That's talking about the baby goats and the kids. Man, lambs. That Abel can do it, but a weasel can't. Boirava. So basically, it's just talking about different things. Boirava. She, the Mishnah said that a nace, a hawk, can fatally claw small birds. Ghasts can fatally call large birds. So now, Bayu Rav Ashi, Sha'ar Ofos Tamein, Yesh Lam Jusa, Ein Lam Jusa. Other birds, do they, besides Nates and the Ghasts, do they have the ability to do this or not? Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, Ke'avinan Bey Rav Kahana, Amar Sha'ar Ofos Tamein, Yesh Lam Jusa. When I asked this question by Rav Kahana's yeshiva, so then what happened was, he said that other than other non-kosher birds have the ability to do such a thing. But we learn the Mishnah, one clawed by a nates in the case of a small bird. Since the Mishnah says the nates in gas, it would seem that the Mishnah means to exclude other ones. And then I'd be able to do it. And for the Gemara, drusas hanates b'tikavasei. The nates is the anomaly here. A bird clawed by a nates is a trefa, even if it was like the nates, the same size as the nates. The other ones has to only get one of them that is smaller than it than itself. Some say drusas hanates, but the nates has the ability to actually impact something which is bigger than it. Wow, unbelievable. Yeah. V'inach tikar b'sayer, but the other ones can do up to the size that they are. But they can't do one that's bigger than them. Because of that, the Mishnah says nates and gas to show that their clawing is like a trefa even bigger than them. Amar Rav Kahana, Mishmei Rav Shimi Barashi, Ein Drusa L'Shual. A fox does not have the ability to make what it nails, a drusa. Ein is a druva, Ak Yasar of Dini, Amar Maisel V'Doris Shual V'Rachel, B'Merchat Shel Beis Hini. There was a story that a fox clawed a Rachel, a ewe, in the bath of Beis Hini. Obama and myself, they said there is a drusa, in this case of the fox. And this ewe was made into a trefa. Comes out that clearly has the ability of doing such a thing, of clawing and affecting it. Amar of Safra, he chatulava. He says, nah, that story was a cat. It wasn't a fox. He thought, what did the fox say? It was actually the cat that said it. Okay. Ikadami, some say, Yom Rav Kahana Meshedra of Shimi Ba'ish Ashi, Re'ish Drusa Shul, there is Drusa to Shul. It can go ahead and impact these kids and the lambs, but it can't do a large sheep, because even a cat can't do such a thing. Ain't this Rav Tshuva, Ha'ach Yasa Rav Dimi Yomar, Ma'isav Atar Shul Rachel Berachat Shal Beis Hini, Oba Ma'isav Lecham, and Varamu Ain Drusa, they said it's not, there is no Drusa, so it comes out Fox can't do it. Rav Safra, no, who Kelavava? That wasn't the fox, that was a dog that time, and that's not able to claw the poisonous claw. Amar of Yosef, Naktinan Angels of Kelav. We have a tradition that the dog
doesn't have the ability to claw.
Amar Abaye, this clawing, which with which paws? It's got to be the front paws. Like the angel say, elubiyat, the front paws. Alfuki regal the load, not if it's the back legs of the animal. Angel say, elubit siparin, only if it uses its claw, like a nail like cloth. Alfuki shane the load, and it's excluding the teeth. That'll hurt, but it's not going to get a trefa. Angel say, elubidas. It can only be done if they have the intent. Alfuki shalomidas load. It's done shalomidas, not going to be poisonous. Rashi says it's coming to exclude a case where an animal, let's say, fell from off a roof and fell into an animal, then its front claw goes and penetrated the animal. It didn't have intent, so if it didn't inject the poison. Angel said to me, Chaim, you're only able to do it when the animal is still alive. Lafuki lachamisa, not if it's after it already died, it's not going to be able to do it. Ayamri. Right, this Gemara is assuming that, let's say, you have this lion that fell on an animal and its front right hand, let's say, goes and tears through it. It's not called the drusa. So he said, really? Amri, hash the shalomi das amart alo. Now that you say without the das, it's not a trefa. Nacha misa, why did you have to say after misa? Of course you can't have kavan after misa. Lo tzricha the doris ha-psuke lidei. No. Abayin, what it means, that last name it is, it's talking about where it clawed the victim and they chopped off its paw before it had a chance to pull back, to withdraw the claw from the victim. And it's saying that the dead claw can't go ahead and impact anymore. And it means this the limb itself. Ma'al the tema, Bahadi the Dar Shadi Ziare. He even thought that that a predator injects its poison when it inserts its claws into the victim, therefore is already a trefa by the time it was chopped off. Kamash Malan, Bahadi the Shalif Shadi Ziare. He says that a predator injects its poison only when it withdraws its claw. Fascinating. But if it's chopped off before, I won't have the ability of injecting the poison. If a lion goes amongst the oxen and a detached claw from a lion's paw is found in the back of one of the ox, we're not maybe it was clawed. Even though it's sitting right there. My timer, why? It's true that we say that the rove of lion's claw and only a majority do not. It is known that when any predator claws, its claw does not fall out. It must be that since the claw is in its back, we'll say they must have rubbed itself against the wall, and that claw was like stuck to the wall over there, and that's how it got stuck in its back, and therefore it's mutter. So the Gemara other Rav, it's the opposite. Rosh Shvar Mischachin and Miutan Ein Mischachin. Most of them rub their backs. A minority don't do that. V'chol Mischachin Ein Tzipporin Yosef Zlo B'Gabo. But when most of them rub their bows, you don't find a claw that's stuck over there. Right? You don't have a claw stuck in his back from rubbing against the wall. So V'zeh Hol V'Tzipporin Yosef Zlo B'Gabo. Emer Ari Darsa must be it got clawed, and therefore it should be Aser. Ikel Emer Hachi Ikel Hachis. One could say that it became through the lion's clawing, or one we could say through the wall. Ukimilsa chaskein, let's put on the chazaka, the ox is going to be mutter, because it's mutter before. And havale suffik drusa, this is going to say suffik rufa, drusa. Rav l'tamei, damar ein choshesh in the suffik drusa. We're not choshesh for a suffik drusa. If a doubt arises whether it happened or not, we assume it didn't. Amar abaye. Lo amar ne'elet siporin. This is only, the only thing we're talking about right now is of the claw found on the ox's back. Aval makom siparin choshim. If there's a place, if there's a mark that's left over there, not the actual claw, then we're aware that maybe it was clawed over there. Asher shalom nishmat v'lo nimsa shamet siparin. Ella, the nail's not left there, the claw's not there. Ella makoma umaksa nikaris b'shor. You have a place, it's clear that there's something happened there. Mitzvah nami lo amrin ella lacha. And even when a claw was found on the back, we don't only matter. We said Rav Zamatir only if it was moist, because a moist claw doesn't usually become detached from the lion. In other words, it's like fresh and nice. Well, Yivesha, but it's old, and it's Yivesha of the Mishtamta, a dry claw often becomes attached, or a lion claws with it. And so if a dry claw is found in the ox's back, Rav Zamatir doesn't apply. V'lachanami lorman elechada, only if it's one of them. About Tarti or Tlatsi Hashim, the two or three that were Choshesh. Fuda Kaimi Bedaro de Sikhufe, as long as these two or three are situated in the row of like the lion's paw, not just in random places. By the way, just be clear here, we're not talking about the hand of it fell off over here, right? We're talking about like the claw, like the nail, like the Wolverine part, like fell off and there. Itmar, Rav, Amar, Ein Choshen, Safik Drusha, we're not Choshen for Safik Drusha. Shmuel, Amar, Choshen, Safik, we are Choshen for Safik Drusha. In the case of Safik, we have to be more machmir than maybe it was clawed. The Kuleyama Safik, Safik Lo'al. Everyone agrees that when it's a Safik, Kuleyama Safik Al, Safik Lo'al, that if it's unclear whether or not they're capable of making one that's clawed. If we're not sure if this animal that could claw actually came amongst these animals or not, ema lo al, I could say that it didn't. But suffik kalba, suffik shunav, we're not clear whether it was a dog or a cat. Ema kalba could say, oh, it's a dog. Al shasik ve'esav beinayu, if a lion came in and was quiet and just sat itself amongst the oxen, right, it was found sitting there. Ema shlama shavi, I could say that it made peace with them, it's not clawing them. And if the lion tore off the head of one of them, then it's okay, it's calmed down now, and I don't have to be scared that it's also going to do other animals. If the lion is heard roaring and the oxen are heard going, bellowing, they're scared, beep, turn the page. Nun gimel amud beis, a hadadi of one another. The lion and the oxen are scared of each other, and there's no fear to say the lion clawed them. They're both like yelling at each other. Ki pligi. Where's the argument? The iu kashasik vino kamikarkaran. When the argument in the case of the lion is quiet and the ox are going crazy. Mar sava maisa kaavibu. Once a Shmuel holds that they're going, man, we're making all the noise and pain because the lion is doing something to them, therefore it's getting clawed. And all of them have to be checked to make sure there's no problem. Omar Sava, and one of them holds, Machas Ba'usei, who decarved them. The Rav says that it's because of this being scared of the lion that they're making all these noises, and therefore not worried that they got clawed. Omar Mimer. Hilchas Allah is Choshen L'Safik Drusha. We are Choshen for L'Safik Drusha. Omar Le Rav Ashi La Mimer. Hi, the Rav, my. But what about Rav, who says we're not Choshen for such a thing? Why are you ignoring him? Amalei lo shmirli, says, no, I didn't hear this. Kolomar lo shmirli, meaning I don't hold of it. Viba yisema hader bei rav legabi the Shmuel. Or you could say the rav actually backed down. And we agreed with Shmuel, we are choshish. Dahu, because the story time that happened, dahu sharkifa. There was a basket, the suffix drusos to us, the rav, the basket full of maybe clawed birds that came in front of rav. There was a nates that entered among the birds, Rashi says. And maybe they were clawed. And the question is, whether they could be, they could not be shechted and eaten without being checked. Shadrinhu lekamei de Shmuel, and Rav sent it to Shmuel. Chankinhu ushdanhu benaro. He strangled them and he threw them into the river. As he says that we are choshesh for such a thing. So it could be Rav actually backed down and he agrees with Shmuel. If you think that he didn't back down, then lishrinu, then he should have matir all the birds. Why didn't he do that? Says Shmuel, no. Elamai hadar be lishrinu. Then what do you want to say? Rav retracted. Then he himself should have asked all the birds. Why would he send them to Shmuel? Ela asri the Shmuel. It was just a town of Shmuel. So you don't have a rabbi that he backed out over here. That was his jurisdiction, his turf. And it's not the way to go for Rav to matter something in the Shmuel asks it. Why did you have to go and strangle them? Just throw them into the river. Let them drown. Why do you have to actively go and kill them? Yeah. Because they may flap their wings and come up out of the water and alive and survived. Why kill them? Hold them for 24 months. Rashi says, "Kedin suffik treifa, because they'll come appear." Kedin chas, we're going to see suffik treifa. And those that survive, then they're clearly not a treifa, and they should be mutter. Asi behu lidi takala. No, we're worried that it's going to come to a takala. Something's going to happen. Rashi says, "I didn't have a behu tuva." Lomas las deruye behu v'asi lemecha chavnei. I'm not going to be able to guard them, and something's going to happen. Somebody's going to accidentally go in and come to either. Vilizabnin who loved the Gacham, just sell them to a guy. Also, he's going to come and sell back to a Jew. Vilichnikin who vilizdin who la aspas, then go and string them, throw them into the garbage. Vilitamech, lizdin who la klav, according to you, that you say Shmuel should have thrown them into the garbage. Why throw them in the garbage? Let them throw them to the dogs. That they're somehow not, at least. That they're usher. That's why he did throw into the river. And then it's going to be clear that this is no good. Stay away from it. Story time. There was a duck that was by Ravashi. There was this duck that he had on his by his home on the range that came among the reeds and came out with a blood on its neck. And we're worried maybe a cat did this. Ravashi says, Lo amina safik kalba, safik shunra, emar kalba. Lo amina safik kalba, safik shunra, emar kalba. Don't we say it was a safik, whether it was a cat that did it or a dog did it, we say it was a dog. Hachanami is safik kanya, safik shunra, emar kanya mechie. Why don't we say, if we're not sure if it was a, the reed or it was a cat, I can say it was a reed. There's no problem. I'm with the B'nai Rabbi Chia. Jerusa Sharma, the clause one that we said, the Chama Takmet, is Tzricha Bedika Keneked B'nai Me'ayin. It needs to be checked around the intestines for signs of any poison. Yes, we got to check it. I'm Rav Yosef, Hadav Rabbi Chia, Kavar Perish Shmuel. This teaching of the son of Rabbi Chia was already said by Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, Drusa Sha'amru Tzvicha Vedikar Keneg Bnei Me'ayin. It's going to be checked by the intestines. Baye Ilfa asked, Is Drusa L'simanim, Angels L'simanim? Is there does Drusa affect the simanim, the Kanan the Veshet, or does it not affect the Kanan the Veshet? Amar Rabbi Zeira, Had the Baye Ilfa Kvar Pershir of Chanan Barava. He already explained this. Amar v'chanan barav amar rav. Jerusa shalma tzvicha v'dika keneged bis chalol kulo v'afilu b'simanim. And even by the simanim, straight up. Boy, yilfa yikim ni'as. Simanim shenidaldilu b'kama. Pipes became detached in several places from where they're supposed to be. The animal's jaw, to what degree did it have to be detached for them to be considered a trefa? Amar v'zira, hada boy yilfa kfar perishu rabba b'vechana. It's got to be the majority of it in order to make it into a trefa. What if there's decay in the flesh of the animal? Let's say something that clawed an animal in the leg, which is not by the stomach, the ayin, or the mikra trefa. And because of that, the flesh of the leg started to decay. What's going to be the din in such a case? Is that considered a problem or not? Rav Zera, Had the boy Rav Ami, Kfar Perishu Rav Yehuda, Dami Vidam Rav, Berdrusa, Ad Sheyadim Basar Keneged Bnei Me'ayim. It's got to be until the flesh surrounding the Bnei Me'ayim starts to redden. This masmes abasa rona sokilu eno, and if the flesh decayed, then we view it as if it's not existent. So that just depends on part of the animal. If it would be missing, is it considered a trefa? Not considered a trefa. Ha hechidami nismasmes. What does that mean? This case of nismasmes. What's the case? Amar Rav Huna bereid Rav Yoshua kolsha rofe gordo umamido al basachai. Whatever. If you'd say a doctor would scrape away to leave only healthy flesh. If you want to cure this decayed condition, if you scrape away and discard the decayed flesh all the way down to the healthy flesh. Amar Ravashi, Yavinim be Rav Kahana, Isi Kamana, Hireya. When we were learning by Rav Kahana, they brought us a lung of an animal. When they would lay it down, it would lay it down properly, everything would be fine and intact. But when you would lift it up, it would come apart, pieces start falling from it. Tarifta la mid the Rav Huna bered the Rav Yoshua, and he said that it's a tarifta made it a treif. It's a treifa because we just saw Rav Huna bered Rav Yoshua who said that the decayed flesh is considered like it doesn't exist. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, "Bekotz ad shetinakev lechal." In the case of an animal that's pierced with a thorn, the animal is not a treifa until. And unless it pierced all the way to the opening of the body, the chest or abdominal cavities. Bedrusa, in the case of Claude, when it becomes reddened around the intestines. Zid masni hachiv zito like this, but jusa mishiyadim basar keneged b'nei me'ayim b'simanim achiyadim b'simanim atzma, until the actual, the simanim itself becomes reddened. Rapapa bai rabibi barabaye, beep, turn the page. Nun dalet amad aleph. Veshet nekuvaso mashu drusaso mashu. The Mishnah says that when it comes to the veshet, the esophagus, the trefa, if it's any size, even a tiny little bit, it's going to be a problem. And drusaso mashu, also drusa is also going to be mashu. Kana nekuvaso kuvi isa drusa bekama. But when it comes to the trachea, then it's a trefa through puncture only if it's the size of an iser, and then a drusa bekama. The question is, what about a drusa? What's the size of the red spot? How long does it have to be? Do we say it's also not a trefa unless it's the size of an iser? Basar debaya, the best time to ask. He answered, echazev echazev is a mashu. Both of them, the esophagus or the trachea, even a mashu. My timer, what's the reason? Why a little tiny bit of is going to make a trefa in the trachea when it comes to the idea of a hole has to be an iser? Zire mikla kali v'azav, because the predator's poison, which is the case of the red spot, continues to spread and burn and will eventually burn through an iser's area of the trachea. It's going to get to that point. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.